Come on into the common room. This is your safe place. This is Open Space.
Hello and welcome back to Open Space. I'm your host, Cruzy, and today I'm joined by the amazing students of Kwong Ming School to talk about something super fun. But before we get into it, can everyone say hello?
Hello.
Who have we got today?
Hi, I am Paisley Low. I am 9 years old.
I am Charlie. I am 9 years old.
I am Sophia. I am 11 years old.
I am Lucas, and I am 11 years old too.
Welcome, everyone. It's so wonderful to have you here, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun together. What are you chatting to our listeners about today?
I love reading.
I love reading too. I'm so excited we're going to be talking about reading. Who wants to go first to tell us about why reading is so much fun?
I want to go first. I like reading because I finish reading a book, I can get a sense of satisfaction and success. Also, I can learn new words from reading different books and use them in my writing.
I'm going to be the next. I like reading because books contain a wealth of knowledge, including subjects like history, science, and technology. Moreover, reading helps me relax and reduce stress, which is why I truly appreciate it.
Lovely.
I'll go next. I like reading because it takes me to new worlds and allows me to dive into a world of imagination. I love meeting new characters and experiencing the exciting moments in the story, which helps me feel relaxed. Stories not only teach me new things, but it also teaches me new vocabulary.
Very cool.
My turn. I like reading because it is fun. The stories I have read are all interesting and never boring. I am always excited to read any new story and have fun. Also, I always want to know how a story ends, so when I open a book, I have to finish it.
Ooh, so you guys have brought up some really cool things there that reading can help us de-stress and calm down. It can be quite fun and relaxing, but it can also ignite our imaginations and take us to faraway places. And it can also make us, like, really excited to hear the end of a story too, hey? That's awesome. So when do you read and how does it make you feel?
Usually I read when it is quiet and calm, like at night. Very often, I would sit on my bed and read whatever I feel like reading. Sometimes, I read if I don't have to go to school as well. Reading makes me feel peaceful and more eager to read more books. What about you, Sophia?
For me, I usually read in the evenings or during my free time. Reading makes me feel calm and happy. It allows me to escape into different worlds after a busy day at school. The plots in the story are thrilling and it feels like I'm watching a movie. How about you?
I usually read during free time. It makes my mind feel relaxed. Reading clears my mind of worries. Once I'm immersed in the story, characters come alive and it feels like a mini adventure in my head.
I read every day after dinner. During weekends and holidays, I read once I wake up. I feel relaxed and comfortable whenever I read.
Wow, guys, that's awesome. I love that all of you have a daily reading habit. Would you say that's right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you guys talked a little bit about reading being a really calming activity, but has anyone ever read something that's so exciting that you feel like you're on the edge of your seat? Yeah, go ahead, Charlie.
My favorite book is Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. It's the fourth book in the Harry Potter series. In this story, Harry returns to Hogwarts School for the fourth year. He unexpectedly becomes part of a competition called the Twisted Tournament. As he faces tough challenges and dark magic, Harry learns about friendship, courage, and the dangers in the wizarding world. I like the story because it teaches me that even heroes need friends.
Wow, I feel like you told us that in a very excited way too.
I have a book to introduce too. I want to tell you that my favorite book is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It tells the story of a boy named Charlie who comes from a poor family. One day, Willy Wonka, the owner of the chocolate factory, decided to invite 5 people to visit. He created 5 golden tickets and hid them in 5 chocolate bars, and Charlie was one of the lucky winners. In the end, after an exciting adventure, Charlie won the grand prize and lived happily ever after with his family.
Who was the hero in that story, Sophia?
The favorite character in that story is Charlie, because I think he really cared about his family. Even when he got the golden ticket from the chocolate bar, he still wanted to sell it because his family were very poor and he wanted to earn some money for his family.
My favorite book is also Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I like it because I learned a lot from it too. For example, we should always be as optimistic as Charlie and always have a smile on our face. The story is about Willy Wonka, the owner of a very famous chocolate factory. His chocolates are so delicious that everyone likes them, but no one knows how or where they are made. He hides 5 golden tickets in the chocolate bars, and whoever finds the tickets has the permission to visit his secret factory. I like this book because sometimes I imagine visiting it. If I could, it would be amazing.
Wow, I agree. It would be absolutely amazing. And that book as well had some really amazing descriptions of delicious things, didn't it?
Yes, yes. When I, after I read that book, I really want to eat some chocolate.
Yes, yes, I know exactly what you mean, Sophia. I was the same as well when I first read that book. But also, isn't it quite interesting with a book like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or a book like Harry Potter that there's mysteries to be solved? Because often in our day-to-day lives, there's not that many mysteries. Is there every day, and mysteries are very exciting.
Yeah.
Paisley, did you have a book you wanted to share?
Yes, my favorite book is Magic Tree House, Narwhal on a Sunny Night. It is about Jack and Annie, who are siblings. They rescue a narwhal from Greenland. I learned that Greenland is the biggest island in the world. After reading this book, I really want to help animals like Jack and Annie.
I didn't know that Greenland was the largest island in the world, so thank you for teaching me that now, Paisley.
I think we should read more books because reading offers many benefits. It helps improve our English language skills, including vocabulary and grammar. Second, books teach us about the world and different cultures, making us more open-minded. Third, reading is an excellent way to relax our minds and reduce stress. It is like a workout for our brains and a delightful treat for our imagination.
Wow, I think you're absolutely right. It is a delightful treat for our imagination, absolutely.
I also think reading has many advantages. It expands our knowledge and improves our vocabulary, which helps us communicate better. It also boosts our imagination and creativity by allowing us to explore different worlds and ideas. In the end, I think reading can reduce stress and provide a great way to relax.
Oh, I think you guys are absolutely right.
I also think we should read more books too, because of how entertaining reading is. Reading also helps us relax, and at the same time, it teaches us many new things.
Yes, we need to read more. By reading more, we can improve our English, get to know more about the world, and be more creative. Besides, reading enables us to have more topics to talk about with other people.
Do you guys read with your families, or do you see your families reading at home ever?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah?
Sometimes.
I have a little sister at home, and my mom and dad usually reads a book for my little sister when she goes to bed.
Oh, that's nice. It's lovely reading before bed. Some of you said you read before bed too.
Before, when I am young, sometimes before I sleep, my mother will read books to me too.
Oh, that's lovely. Story time's so important.
My dad loves to read, and my mom will tell some stories to the children for a job.
Oh, does she? That's very cool. What a lovely job telling stories to children. That must be a really fun thing to do. Anything else anyone would like to share about reading for fun?
Yes, before in our school, there is some present if we read some books, and we could let the teacher to sign it. After they sign it, after we have example, like we have 25 sign, and we could have a card, and that card we could participate in some fun activities.
Oh, that's awesome idea to encourage people to read. That's super fun.
There's one more. If you succeed in that, you manage to get a few coins to go to the vending machine or the claw machine. We can play that.
Oh, cool! That's a really fun idea. Awesome!
Yeah, in our school, we have these games to play. Sometimes we could even go to the bookstore and try to be the owner in there and have fun.
Oh, that's so much fun. Like, pretend like you own a bookshop. Oh, wouldn't that be a fun job too?
Yeah, and we could work in there, etc.
Awesome! Oh, you guys have been absolutely fantastic today, students of Kuangming School. You should be really proud of yourselves, and you've made me feel really excited to go home and read a book tonight too. So thank you. Can you join me in saying goodbye?
Goodbye! Bye.